Lord. Amen. All right. All right.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're Christ the wife and the earth. A glorified body has emerged, and the Lord has given us the word that whatever you say, let it be that way. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Whatever you say, let it be that way. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Oh, ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Whatever you say, let it be that way. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Working perfectly together with our Lord, husband, and King, joined to him forever as his glorified queen. And he's given us the word that whatever you say, let it be that way. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Whatever you say, let it be that way. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Oh, ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Whatever you say, let it be that way. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. We're Christ the wife and the earth. A glorified body has emerged, and the Lord has given us the word that whatever you say, let it be that way. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Whatever you say, let it be that way. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Working perfectly together with our Lord, husband, and King, joined to him forever as his glorified queen. And he's given us the word that whatever you say, let it be that way. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Whatever you say, let it be that way. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Oh, ask what you will, ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Whatever you say, let it be that way. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Working perfectly together with our Lord, husband, and King. Joined to him forever as his glorified queen. And he's given us the word that whatever you say, let it be that way. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Oh, ask what you will, ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Whatever you say, let it be that way. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Ask what you will, and I'll give it to you. Yes. Praise God. We love you, my Lord.
Yes, we praise you, Lord. We praise you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, that was a beautiful song. A beautiful song. Amen. Amen. That's a new one you have written, I suppose. Amen. A new wife working on one, but I didn't know what she was going to come out with, but that certainly is a nice song. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it's so good to be here today, and we thank God for his goodness and the way that he's moving in this hour, blessing us and helping us in so many ways. Glory to God. Amen. So many ways that we couldn't count them all, and we don't attempt to count them all, but we just say thank you, Lord, and let that thank you, Lord, be all inclusive. Amen. Amen. Because there's no way of thanking him for everything individually. We would have to try to write it down, but we'd fill up a lot of paper. One writer said to write the love of God above, said if the ocean was ink, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. And said if the skies was partially made, or as a writing paper would say, it wouldn't be enough to write the love of God. Amen. So he will accept a good thank you, Lord. We love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's so good to just from time to time have these special moments where that we call it aside and begin to move by the Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. And we're getting ready here now. I think we're ready to go now. Amen. And that's getting the taping equipment and so forth going. Praise the Lord. We had a good week in the Lord, and we saw many blessings come our way. And sometimes he blesses us so much we can't outrun the blessings. Amen. And that's just so good. He meets every need. Amen. I was thinking about a little thought this morning that just kind of come to my mind. When did Jesus know that for this purpose came I into the world? Amen. When did Jesus Christ know that for this purpose came I into the world? And that was to die on the cross and do the things that he did. Amen. And we were with him in the beginning. We were part of the Word, the wife of the Lamb. And we can say also now, for this purpose came I into the world. Amen. We know why we're here, don't we? Praise the Lord. So let's pray before continuing. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. And we just praise you for all the good things you're doing for us and for what you have done. And I just pray, God, that you'll anoint us to say words this morning that will be a blessing and will help the hearers, Lord. And we know that all things that come from you is ordained of you. And all good and perfect gifts come from you. And we just praise you and thank you In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I was thinking about that from Jesus said, for this purpose came I into the world. And I believe Barbara included that in the song there too. So, and I believe I had some preached a message on that just not too far back in time. But I want to think, when did he know that for this purpose came I into the world? Now, I've heard it preached about the Trinity, and I came up beginning in a church that was a Trinity church. And it was thought at that time, and I never did really give it too much serious consideration because I was just worshiping the Lord, praising the Lord, and all. But sometimes they'll say, the Father and the Son sit down and figured all this out back there before the world was. But really, that's not so. Amen. And the thing that Jesus said, for this purpose came I into the world, he said it after the fact, after he knew. Because when he came in this world, it wasn't his choice to come into the world. Amen. We won't look at it like that. And he did not exist. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Amen. Until he was born of the Virgin Mary. Now, Christ existed all the way back, you know. But Jesus did not exist. And he grew up and he worked. And he became a carpenter and the different things he did in life as a normal Jewish man, with the exception that he no doubt was had the wisdom of God and so on. And he had a lot of knowledge, that because he was one that was born without the inherited sin, see. And so that makes a difference there. And so we took that little thought. We started on the other week and began to talk about it, that for this purpose came I into the world. And I don't feel like I ought to leave that right there just by saying it there, because that will take us back as the Father and the Son got together and decided to come. He would come to earth and decide that he would die on the cross, and decided this and decided that way back before he was born. Amen. But that's not so. Amen. Because he was born and came into the world like a normal child, except that his father was God, see. Amen. And he did not exist in a person until he was born of the Virgin Mary. And the Bible says this, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Amen. As any child would, you know. Glory to God. So he didn't walk around here knowing that I come into the world, I'm going to die, and I'm going to do this, and so on like that. But he came into the world, and he grew up, and he got to the place where the Spirit of God began to move upon him along about the time John came out of the wilderness preaching, say. Amen. And he was about 30 years old at the time, being about 30 years old. And he had lived a good, normal human life. Amen. And a lot of the things that he said later on came because of the anointing and because the Christ in him revealed them. And that's the same thing we can say today. For this purpose came I into the world. And that does not mean we were over there in real human form and decided to come and be a witness here and decide to be the wife of the Lamb and all that. But now we can say, for this purpose came I into the world. Praise the Lord. So that's what Jesus did. Amen. He came in the world and he began to realize and it began to be revealed to him about the Lamb of God, see, that he would die and so forth. And Even Peter said, "This shall not be so, Lord." And the Bible says he rebuked Peter. Amen. And it weren't Peter the man, but the spirit that was causing Peter to say that. Any spirit that causes you to want to go contrary to the purpose of God is not the spirit of God. Amen. So he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Amen. "And thou knowest the things, knowest not the things of God," and so on like that. Amen. But it was, he made the statement, "For this purpose came I into the world," you know, to go to the cross and die and so on. Well, that just became a revelation to him. He didn't walk around here with his, in his earlier life saying, "One of these days I'm going to have to die. I'm going to have to hang on the cross because this is what the Father and I decided before I ever came into the world." No, when he came into the world, he came in, the Spirit of God came upon Mary, and she became pregnant, and he came in the world through the regular birth, amen, through childhood, and Mary had to change the diapers and all that, and Jesus probably failed many times while trying to learn how to walk, and those things like that, amen. And of course, he was one born without sin, so that would make a difference in the type child he would be. He wouldn't be deliberately doing things wrong, amen. But he learned the obedience by the things which he suffered, learned obedience to Mary and Joseph and so on. And remember, one time he was in the temple about 12 years old, and the wisdom of God began to come forth through him. And Mary and Joseph looked for him. They assumed he was with a friend, you know, because back in those days, the friendship and so forth, the family life was a little different now. Sometimes the children could go with these other parents and so on like that. And they'd be completely safe and be taken care of and all that. So Mary and Joseph, when it time to go back home after being in the temple, worship and so on, they assumed that Jesus was with the other family, some other family, and he would be well taken care of. But after a couple of days, after 3 days, they began to wonder, what in the world? What in the world? Wonder where that Jesus got off to. I hadn't seen him around here. He wasn't here yesterday. And began to check around with the families, and no one saw him. Amen. But then it was discovered that he was in the temple talking to the elders. Amen. They went in and rebuked him, and for that scare kind of. And he said, "Did you not know I must be about my Father's business?" See, that Spirit of God in him, the spirit that he was of, began to reach out into wisdom and so on. Even the elders there say, "How about that kid was in here the other day? Wasn't he really a wise one?" And so on like that. But Jesus went on home, was submitted to the Mary and Joseph, and went to work and all those things like a normal human being would be. Amen. But all the while, there was something different about him because he wasn't born with inherited sin. Amen. And he came down here. But it was later on when it was revealed to him what he was here for. Amen. And he didn't, that weren't decided, something that he decided before he was born. Amen. He didn't exist before he was born. Christ existed, but not Jesus. Jesus came born as just a normal child. He had to be because he was the captain of our salvation. He was tempted and tested in all points like as we are, and yet without sin. Amen. That's a good child. Mary and Joseph, they sure raised up a good child there. You know, he just seemed to be a little better on a lot of things. He's not getting into as much stuff as the other children's getting into as you become a teenager and on through. Amen. But later on, it was revealed to him as he was baptized there of John, about 30 years old, and he was working at that time as a carpenter. And he heard about John, saw about the Spirit moved upon him. And when John went to, he came to John to be baptized. So he wanted to be, you know, into what God wanted, because John said, John had already saw a sign over him. He knew who he was. John did. It was revealed to him. And as he was coming to him, he began to talk to Jesus. And Jesus said, I want to be baptized. And John, he surprised him. He said, why cometh to me to be baptized? I need to be baptized of thee. Amen. But he said, suffer it to be so, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. So those are the good things that were taking place, and the thing that Jesus was doing. But prior to his birth, that's what I want to get out here. Prior to his birth, and prior to the time when he came, amen, he weren't one that knew. He weren't one that knew all about why he came to earth, one that he was to die and so on. That came after the anointing was upon him. And when that Christ come upon him, amen, he was baptized, he came up out of the water, and the Word of God says the Spirit of God came upon him like a dove, you know. Amen. And that was a sign to John who he was and so on. And so John, he felt very humble to being the one that baptized the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew now the Messiah was on earth, and this is him. So Jesus went forth and preached about three and a half years, something of that nature, and all the great things began to take place. And he began to know that the things that was taking place in his life, these things were ordained of God from the foundation of the world. Amen. And he began to realize by the reading of Scripture. You take, for instance, Zacharias and Ezekiel, and the different ones where there was prophecy, and especially Isaiah. And we could go through all of those things. And it was something that he says that he was led as a sheep. Amen. So we just praise God. I got a little noise here. Maybe it ain't. Amen. All right. That's fine. Amen. So we get started up here. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord's doing good. He's good. But the point is, I want to say, see, he realized a certain thing, that for this purpose came I into the world. Amen. Amen. All right. Pardon me just a moment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank the Lord. Amen. Yes. Pardon me here just a moment. I see what it is. It's a. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Amen. All right. We got going now. Amen. This electronic equipment, sometimes it'll be doing real good, and then all of a sudden, it'll try to slap you in the face a little bit at a certain time. But I want to get right back on my thought here that Jesus Christ, amen, he came in the world, but he didn't come in here knowing I'm coming to the earth, I'm going to die, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to have to die on the cross and so on. And but one of these days I'll be the king. See, one of those things weren't in his thinking at the time. Praise the Lord. Amen. So therefore, we got this far, and I want to get to this rest of this, and I want to bring that part in, because here's why. I think it's very important for us. Amen. I'm changing tapes here while I'm talking. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise his name. Praise his name. All right. Amen. Show you. Take a break here. Amen. All right. All right. So when John baptized Jesus, we'll pick back up here. When John baptized Jesus, amen, John, he knew now that we're living in a different era of time. Amen. The Messiah is here. Amen. The Christ is here. Amen. And this man that I just baptized, he is the Christ. Amen. So that became a knowledge there. And we just praise God that it happened that way. But as Jesus went along and began to express, drop hints in from time to time what was going to happen to him. And when he did that, the disciples, they couldn't quite see that happening, because they were, it revealed to them he was the Messiah, and they realized the Messiah is going to be the king, because they was waiting for the king to come to Israel. Amen. And when they began to say that this shall not be so. See, that's what I believe it was Peter said when Jesus was talking about going to Jerusalem and be rejected, and be crucified and so on, tell them what would happen to him. Amen. That made them sad, and they rebuked him for talking that way. Amen. This shall not be so. You're the king. You're the ruler. You're the ruler of Israel in the world. And why are you talking like this, Lord? Amen. But he knew, see. And then that's when he made a statement for this purpose, came I into the world. Amen. And he couldn't say that before that time because he didn't know. And now we can say to be the wife of the Lamb for that purpose and for this purpose. Amen. We came in the world, and we're here at this time, and there's a people here for this day, the wife of the Lamb, and there's a message for the wife. Hallelujah. And now we know we were with him back then, and we know we can say for this purpose came we into the world. Amen. Amen. We were there then, but we didn't know it. He had to be revealed. We had to play out our part. Glory to God. And now the realization is falling upon us. Amen. Amen. Like gentle rain falling upon us. It's a revelation of the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So they said Jesus had to be with the Father because they figured out what they were going to do beforehand. No. Amen. It was after it happened that Jesus realized that is why the Father sent me to begin with. Amen. And the Father didn't send Jesus as a man, but he sent the Spirit of the Lord to a Virgin Mary, and he was born there, and he grew up just like any other human being. Amen. Glory to God. And then he began to realize, why am I here? What's happening? Amen. And now God has got a wife here, and he's got a message. Amen. Amen. His message is fresh, it's living, it's walking, it's talking, it's breathing. Amen. And we're putting in the book for them, just like the Bible here. I've read the Bible through many, many times. Amen. From Genesis, first chapter of Genesis, first verse, all the way through to finishing up in Revelation. Many times. And there's been time. How did them prophets know these things, you could think? Amen. They begin to relate things. And some of the things they wrote, it's just like reading the morning newspaper. Amen. It's coming to pass. Glory to God. And we see what's taking place in Israel now. It's coming to pass. Glory to God. And it's coming to pass that the Spirit of God's going to hit them, because they will realize there's a fountain open.
Amen.
Amen. There's been one open all along.
Right.
Amen. But they just realize it.
Amen.
Amen. And they're just now being able to see what's taking place.
Amen.
Those that God's ordained is going to come forth, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be wonderful. And it's going to be just like all the other word that has come to pass. It'll be just like Jesus when he stood up. He knew for sure, amen, that for this purpose I'm here.
Amen.
And there's a people that know for sure,
amen,
we're the wife of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we're letting the Word of God flow forth, because we are the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it's being put in book form.
Hallelujah.
And when you're reading those books that we're doing, amen, you're reading us. Hallelujah. And you, the wife of the Lamb, going to realize this is what I am.
Amen.
Amen. Because there's nothing else will satisfy.
Amen.
Amen. And she can say, for this purpose came I into the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not that it was, God met with her back there, met with the son, figured all this out, and now she's here just acting out. No, she comes into the, when the time period comes, she comes into that realization, for this purpose came I into the world.
Amen.
Glory to God. And it'll be just the same as the Lord Jesus Christ saying, for this purpose came I into the world.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. So we just appreciate the Lord and thank him. Amen. And thank him for the way he's moving.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes we get a little thing like a tape was going bad on me here, making the noise. And it used to be that when something would go wrong a little bit, we'd think, must not be in the will of God, or this, that, and the other. And one preacher took his radio broadcast to the station, had it on tape, and it messed up. And he says, Ben, it must not be the will of the Lord. If it was the will of the Lord, that tape wouldn't have messed up. Amen. Well, sometimes God lets things happen and we just plowing through it and going, because for this purpose came we into the world.
Amen.
And we don't let little things like that hinder us.
Right.
Glory to God. It may be a little a bump in the road or something, or a pothole, but we don't stop and turn around and go back.
Amen.
Amen. And we don't deny the will of God.
Right.
Amen. This is the will of God.
Amen.
And you can say for sure, if you have a revelation of this word, amen, and you will have, you the wife of the Lamb, amen, you can stand up and say, for this purpose came I into the world, to be the wife of the Lamb, to testify of my husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King. Amen. And we're here in his stead. Glory to God, doing his work. And carrying on with him, not as just a church, but as the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And we're showing the fullness. Amen. And when Jesus Christ came, he showed the fullness, because the Bible says God gave him the Spirit without measure. And that means that masculine and feminine part of Christ was in him. And we see expressed from time to time as we've, over time, we brought it in. And some people sometimes don't think about these things, like when certain things come in, like the masculine and feminine part. And we've showed how the woman at the well and the woman with a sixth child began to talk to Jesus. And Jesus himself says salvation's of the Jews. And we're not supposed, I'm not going to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. Amen. And the woman said, I know that's true, Lord. She said, true, Lord, but the dogs desire the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And he said, I haven't found this much faith in all Israel. Woman, go thy way, thy child be made whole. Amen. Glory to God. See, that was a masculine and feminine part of Christ right there in him. Yeah. Amen, because it was fullness. Yeah. And now we reach the fullness, amen, of the wife of the Lamb. Yeah. Amen, and both the masculine and feminine part can work through us because that's Christ. Yeah. Amen. In Christ and married together, come together just like God ordained it from the beginning, just like was in the Father before the days of Adam. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For this purpose, you can say, for this purpose came I into the world. When you get weary in the doing the books or whatever, amen. You can say, for this purpose came I into the world. Amen. Lift up your head. Lift up the head to hang down and rejoice in the Lord. We've come into our allotment of time. Glory to God. And now we know, just as Jesus came into his allotment of time when he was baptized, from then on he knew, glory to God, as God would reveal it to him, why he was here and what he was going to do. Even told the disciple, I've got to go into Jerusalem and be rejected and be crucified, but I'll be back in 3 days, didn't he say? Amen. And he met two disciples on the way to Emmaus, the word being fulfilled perfectly. Amen. And those are the good things that God's ordained. And we just praise God for them today. And we thank God that we realize and see we've come into our period of time and we know these things. Amen. We can say, for this purpose came I into the world. For this purpose we were born. Born at a certain time. Come into the world at a certain time. Amen. Yes, we're a normal human being. Amen. But we're the body of the wife of the Lamb, see. Glory to God. Amen. So that makes a difference. For this purpose we're here. We're not here to be a church. We're not here to tell somebody that Jesus came. Amen. But we're here to demonstrate, amen, the great things that God has revealed. We're demonstrating the Word of God and watching it come to pass, amen, just perfectly. Glory to God. So along with our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, who first said, for this purpose came I into the world, now his wife that has reached the fullness of the faith of Christ, amen, are saying, for this purpose came I into the world, amen, to be the wife of the Lamb. Amen. We just glorify God and praise God and thank him. Amen. And we just praise him for all his goodness and for the things that he has ordained for us. And we see them and we're part of them. And it's as though we've known them all the time. Why? Because we've come in that season of time and there's where they were in this hidden in this season of time in God. Amen. And we in that season of time goes together perfectly. We in the revelation, it goes together perfectly. Amen. And so we can say, along with Jesus, for this purpose came I into the world. Hallelujah. To sing his praises. Glory to God to sound forth. Amen. That's like a trumpet sounding. Amen. The trumpet of God shall sound. Amen. And then we'll get together with those that he brought back with him in 1 Thessalonians 4:14. Amen. And he brought those spirits back. And now, glory to God, they've taken on glorified flesh and bone. And they can say, for this purpose came I into the world to take on the body. Amen. I was just a spirit there. But now that I'm here, now Paul can say, now that I'm here, and now that I hear this message, now I see, for this purpose came I into the world to begin with. Yeah, hallelujah. Glory to God. So we see these great things taking place, and there's a red-hot revival taking place. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's not a man-made revival. It's not one that man has cooked up and tried to figure this out and tried to figure it out. You don't figure that. You come into this. Amen. Glory to God. And then that's when you can speak confidently. Amen. Well, you might say, well, Brother Howard, how do I know for sure? Well, listen to something else and see what you think about it. See if it turns your heart, see if it sets your heart on fire. Amen. I preached the message over in Zambia, I believe, in Africa or something. And I preached the message of having a good heartburn. Amen. Because the disciples said, and when they walked with Jesus after his resurrection, see, did not our heart burn within us as he spoke to us on the way? Amen. Amen. One brother, he just kept on with that. I've got a good heartburn, he said. Amen. For this word, glory to God, this preaching give me a heartburn. Amen. One says just like fire just shooting out and coming right through my heart. And my heart's burning. And say, I thank God for this heartburn. Glory to God. Amen. So that's what we are today. There's a message for us. There's a word for us. And it's so wonderful. It's so deep. Yet, it's in simplicity. Amen. See, if you'll read in the 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, when you talk about the virgin and telling how Satan deceived Eve and so forth. Amen. And Paul said, I fear lest you will overlook the simplicity of this. Amen. This is simple. Just don't try to get complicated and figure this out or figure that out. No, we're just here and we're this, and time brought it on. Amen. It's in the scripture. Amen. It's the word. Glory to God. And we're getting to the place right now where gravitation is going to lose its hold.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. When we say, for this purpose came I into the world.
Amen.
Because there's some here that's not going to die. Amen. The living element of the wine. Not going to die, but going to be changed. And has been changed. Oh, glory to God. Amen. In that moment and in that twinkling of an eye. And that's the time period we're living in.
Amen.
Someone wrote me, said that's one of the best revelations they've heard lately about a moment in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. The time and what God's doing, the moment is the time, the twinkling of the eye is the action that's taking place.
Amen.
And there's action taking place now. It's taking place in a people. It's putting the people together. And we don't have to worry. I'm afraid I'd like to get this preacher. He could bless the church, one man said. But says, if I get him, he'll have to pull some of my people away. Well, if they're your people, then I don't know about it. See? But they ain't going to pull God's people away. Amen. From this word. And if they're hitched to a man that tightly, they need to be pulled away. Glory to God. And if they're the wife of the Lamb, they will be pulled away. Glory to God, because there's a message. And they'll be pulled away from that. And in the body of Christ, amen, being the wife of the, member of the wife of Christ, and all these things. And they'll just get to the place where, and that's where we are now, get to the place where they'll come to a certain realization. Amen. And we have come to that certain realization. We're the wife of the Lamb, no doubt. Glory to God. What did we do to be that? Amen. What we did to do that, amen, was the fact that we just came into that time that we were ordained and predestinated. We heard a little word. We kept following that word. And here we are today, right in the middle of the greatest thing that God is doing. Hallelujah. Being a witness for our King, our husband, amen, and to the word of God and to the truth of this. Glory to God, and the being a witness that there's the wife of the Lamb, amen, in the earth today, and she can truly say, for this purpose came I into the world.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. We praise him today.
Amen.
We just thank him because he's real, he's moving, and the thing that he's doing is so wonderful. Amen. And it's so wonderful that it's just something that we may not be able to put in words, but we can feel, we can know all about it. Amen. And there's a certain time we say, like Jesus knew when he went to Jerusalem, when he told them. And he had full revelation. He had no doubt. Amen. He had no doubt. He said, for this purpose came I into the world. Amen. Even though during that time, especially in the garden there, he expressed the dread that he had for going to the cross. Amen. Father, if there's another way now, if there's another way, then let this cup pass from me. But if it's not, I'm willing to drink the bitter cup. And I'm so glad he drank the bitter cup. He and the Father said, if you don't want to do it, my will is for this to take place. That's a will. Amen. He said, but if so be you choose otherwise, he said, you can at this very moment call 12 legion of angels. Wasn't it 12 legion of angels? And destroy all these folks. Amen. But no, he didn't. The realization was, for this purpose came I into the world, and he didn't let any outer trial dim his eyes or dim his vision or change him in any way. Amen. He was set. Amen. Just like my wife sung a song, I believe. I don't know if she sung it out here yet or not, but played on tape yet. But it's one on the Crossing the Rubicon. You got it on the, you did that? Amen. Crossing the Rubicon. Well, what was that? That was a river there in northern Italy and so forth. If one crossed over, that was a king crossed over with his army. Amen. If he crossed over there, that was sure war, and it was no going back, see. It was like a die, cast die. You know, something that was fixed. A path of no return. Amen. We've crossed that path of no return. Amen. And we don't have to battle, because when we get there, we got there, the battle's already won. Amen. Amen. We're the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we've crossed the Rubicon.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that, when that king crossed the Rubicon, he was king the rest of his life. Amen. So that's why that's just a saying. The Rubicon and casting the die and so on like that. It's a fixed situation. And we're in a fixed situation that we're the wife of the Lamb, and for this purpose came we into the world, and we're now realizing it, amen, and knowing it, and nothing can change us, nothing can move us. Hallelujah. Amen. And absolutely nothing can move us to the point that it would cause us to think or act or do otherwise. Yes, we're human. Amen. And sometimes people speak out. They let the human side speak out there, but quickly they realize, I'm the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And just go on like that. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. That's just kind of what I had on my mind this morning. And I feel like it may bless us, and I know it will those that's ordained to hear, and we praise God for it, and we praise God for his word, and just thank him with all of our heart. Amen. I've just tried to find words to express what's in my heart, the glory and the praise and the love for God and the appreciation that he let us, amen, be here at this particular time, because this is the time, amen, for the marriage that's taking place. And now we're the wife of the Lamb. Amen. So we go forth as the wife of the Lamb because it's time and because we were ordained that. And now we can look back and say, for this purpose came I into the world. Just like Jesus looked back and saw the prophecies and the scriptures and the revelation he had. He said, for this purpose came I into the world. Not that he was a person before he came. No, he was just a word like we were. Glory to God. In the beginning was the Word with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
And the Word manifested, see, made flesh.
Amen.
Amen. And that Word grew up, and so have we grew up. And now we stand here today, amen, full-fledged wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. And for this purpose came we into the world. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for today and the blessings of the day. And we just praise you and we thank you for all the good things you do for us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen and amen. All right. All right. I'm going to ask my wife, if she will, come sing one for closing. Amen. Or she may have a testimony or something. Amen. All right. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful. Beyond words. Beyond any expression. Glory to God. So we just really appreciate the Lord. Amen. All right.
Thank you, Lord. Speaking such words, Lord, that burns like a flame. Your wife and the earth we now proclaim. For we which are alive and have remained, glorified flesh and bones we have obtained. Now we're glorified flesh and bones with you, your true wife, the giver of the water of life, rejoicing in this twinkling of an eye. Now, Lord, we're glorified flesh and bones with you. In fine linen, clean and white, is the righteousness of the wife. Was a mystery through the years, but now has come to life. Departed saints are here in this action of the twinkling of an eye. Now, Lord, we're glorified, flesh and bones with you. Oh, now we're glorified, flesh and bones with you. Your true wife, the giver of the water of life, rejoicing in this twinkling of an eye. Now, Lord, we're glorified, flesh and bones with you. Speaking such words, Lord, that burns like a flame. Your wife and the earth we now proclaim. For we which are alive and have remained, glorified flesh and bones we have obtained. Now we're glorified flesh and bones with you. Your true wife, the giver of the water of life, rejoicing in this twinkling of an eye. Now, Lord, we're glorified, flesh and bones with you. In fine linen, clean and white, is the righteousness of the wife. Was a mystery through the years, but now has come to life. Departed saints are here in this action of the twinkling of an eye. Now, Lord, we're glorified, flesh and bones with you, rejoicing in this twinkling of an eye. Now, Lord, we're glorified, flesh and bones with you. Oh, now, Lord, we're glorified, flesh and bones with you.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to praise the Lord today and thank him for everything and thank him for the full power of Christ that he's given to us. And the male and female have come together and That's the full power. And we just praise him and we love him. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Thank you for that testimony. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, he's good to us. And so good we could just stand here and talk about him, praise him. Amen. And we'll just continue doing this at the service here, talking about the Lord and praising him. Amen. So that's the good part of this. So, amen. And we have a book that will be going to the printer probably in the next few days, first of the week here. And we just praise God that God has helped us. My wife and Sister Leah from up in West Virginia, they worked together to help on editing it and so on. And it's going to be a masterpiece when you read it. Amen. So we'll get that to the press, no doubt, this coming week. First week, probably. Praise the Lord. So that's what God's doing, and we can't help ourselves. Amen. A good while back, I said, well, I guess this will be the last book. Amen. But then it just keep burning, 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 just like those songs. Burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me. Make me like the Christ of old. Yeah, now it's Christ in you, see. Amen. So we just praise God. Amen. So God bless you. You're dismissed. Amen.